Chapter 13. That night, over their supper of mealy-meal, a kind of porridge made of corn, Ubuntu and Tembi hung their heads, both of them thinking about those beautiful lions held in captivity, waiting to be shot. How could this be? How could humans be so heartless as to shoot a lion in a cage? This seemed impossible to understand. Yet, this indeed was happening. His mother asked them why they were so quiet, but the children knew it wasn't yet time to let their parents know. There would need to be lots of explanations, and this was not yet the time. They asked if they could go for a walk after they were finished, and permission was given. Looking up at the night sky, they wondered about the flashing light which brought these beautiful creatures to Earth. How could this happen? Where were they from? What was this light? How was it possible that they, Ubuntu and Tembi, were chosen to help out of all of the children in the whole world? How were they going to fulfill their promise? Ubuntu and Tembi walked pensively around their field in the pleasant, cool evening air. Each of them could feel their new closeness with each other, and it made them glad. It was enough for them to simply enjoy the indigo starry sky together and to listen to their quiet breathing. Both of them were content just to walk together, looking up and around themselves with a keen new appreciation for the fragrant smells and cricket sounds of this gentle African night. With heavy yet peaceful hearts, they went off to bed. Each of them was excited to know they had a friend waiting for them in their dream time. Perhaps further instructions would come this night. Chapter 14. Tembi fell asleep faster than the blink of an eye. Off she went into a faraway place, a place she had never seen before. In this place, the grasses were green beyond green, and the skies blue beyond blue. Yet now, the skies became filled with a light that had a mysterious glow of oranges and yellows, and the sun and moon seemed to be present at once. Hazy clouds drifted all around her as she found herself floating way up, high in the air. It was fun to be weightless, and she made the best of this opportunity to fly, weightless and free. She somersaulted and swooped and played with abandon in the swirling skies of vibrant colors, until she noticed a big, stately lion off in the distance. Eager to meet it, she boldly approached and noticed it was a male with a big, beautiful, downy mane and an almost white body. He was an older lion, she could tell, big, slow, quiet, and soft. He lay before her now, blinking slowly. She noticed he was very still inside, and a peacefulness poured out of him into the air around him. Tembi felt herself growing peaceful inside too, as if they were joined into one body and feeling. As she became more and more quiet, he suddenly stood up and said, "Follow me." They flew together, joyfully, light as air, and landed with ease amidst half a dozen white lion cubs, playing together in a field. Introducing himself as Langa, he introduced Tembi, already knowing her name. She melted as she saw these tiny, eager cubs bounding up to meet her. One of the cubs, about half her size, ran up to her, and before she knew it, she was toppled over in the middle of a furry white cub pile. Just like kittens, the lions loved to play and snuggle, and she giggled in joy as they tumbled over one another, landing in every imaginable position. She thoroughly enjoyed being a white lion cub as they ran and played pretend attack with one another. The cubs playfully chewed each other's ears and tails, but left her out of the chewing, so she was completely safe from their sharpening cub teeth. This was the most fun she ever had, running, somersaulting and landing with glee amongst these cuddly soft creatures. They played happily together and treated her as she was one of them. As night fell, she realized it was time to go. As soon as she had that thought, she dropped with a thud into her sleeping body and woke up, opening her eyes with a big smile on her face. Whoa, what a fun dream! She ran to tell Ubuntu.
Oh, lele. Moliba makasi.
Chapter 15. Ubuntu had also fallen right asleep. It wasn't long before his white lion friend arrived and said, "Hello, Ubuntu. Good work today. You are on the right track. Yes, of course, we will teach you all you need to know. So let us begin." Immediately, he felt a new sensation right in the center of his forehead, a place he had never noticed before. This sensation turned into pulsing, which then turned into heat. He knew by now to trust his friend, so he just let it build and build as this place connected into his heart. He somehow understood that he was being changed so that he could accomplish the task he had been asked to complete. Akeru said, "Yes, Ubuntu, if you wish to assist humanity, it is most helpful to open your magical, all-seeing eye, the place which sees energy. This is a spiritual empowerment to help you on this journey. Through your magic eye, you will know more now and see things more clearly than before." As Akeru said this, Ubuntu saw him transform into a glowing ball of brilliant light. Wow! Now, using your heart, send a laser beam of love to the children of the world to find the ones who are interested in helping us help all of humanity and in becoming children of light. As Ubuntu did as he was asked, he was amazed to know that he could now reach others for the purpose of helping humanity. He was moved to know he could help in such a simple and loving way, and he was excited to know that other children would join them in helping the animals of the world. As he connected with the children through his heart and deeper self, he could feel some of them line up, saying, "Yes, they were interested in helping the world." You bet they were, especially if it meant helping the animals who were suffering. Akeru and Ubuntu introduced themselves now and asked these children to open to receive instructions during their dream time. Akeru spoke, "We will teach you all of the lessons Ubuntu has learned so far, as well as what you will need to know in the future. The special souls who signed up for this mission to help the world were given a great blessing of protection by Akeru and a big grateful thank you by Ubuntu." As time passed, they could feel a lining up of children's hearts as more and more of them joined in to spread light into places of human ignorance and greed. All who said yes were touched by the magic of the white lions and would receive great blessings from time to time. This night, when they were ready to begin, they were given their first heart awakening, just like Ubuntu had received during his first meeting with Akeru. As hundreds and thousands of willing children were initiated, Ubuntu felt his own heart radiating even more love than before. This was certain proof they were all connected. He could feel they were building a huge web of love and light that went all around the world. Even though he could not see them individually, he knew they were all colors and ages, girls and boys, sick and healthy, rich and poor, speaking all different languages during the day, yet connected now to a common goal. The children of Africa and the world were stirring with hope and determination. Akeru had come, and the time was just right. Chapter 16. And so the birth of the star children began. This bird blossomed each night as more and more children said yes to helping Akeru and Ubuntu. As normal children all over the world went to school, ate their breakfast and played ball, they would feel tickled just beyond their senses. This was the first invitation. When they finally relaxed just before falling asleep, those who were curious would feel this new tickling come in much closer. They would sigh their last sigh before sleep, and at that point many said yes to becoming a star child. Each night they would meet Akeru, the great white lion with piercing blue eyes, who was dedicated to awakening the children who would save humankind, the earth, and all of the animal kingdoms too. The star children dreamt the sweetest dreams as thousands at a time were opened in their hearts, bodies and minds to remembering the laws of the ancient ones. These were the laws of reverence for all. As time passed, the star children began to meet with one another during the day too and became gradually bolder in openly revealing their secret dreams of helping the world become a place of safety for all. Through their initiations into the courage of the lion heart, they began to say no when things did not feel right to them in their heart. All who spent time with these special children of light began to take notice. Each star child who chose a life of helping others, even at the risk of being called weird, strange, or becoming an outcast. In their souls, they knew that this part of assisting the animals of the world, especially the white lions, was more important than anything else they could do. They now understood clearly that if the animals on earth disappeared, humans would become extinct too, since they were all one. They continued to meet at night with Akeru, who became both their teacher and best friend, for it was Akeru who saw them not only as children, but as souls who could accomplish so much more than they had ever imagined. The star children began to light up the world as they became a new Earth star family in a worldwide web of love and light. Chapter 17. Ubuntu and Tembi ever deepened their connection as time went on and became inseparable. They met each morning to discuss their adventures of the night before. All of the transformations of each night were experienced by both of them, whether they were fully aware of it or not. They both began to settle into a kind of relaxed comfort and inner peace, now knowing they were actively contributing to a more loving world. All worry about their future gradually left Ubuntu, as, with the help of Akeru, they focused their energy on helping the world. Their lives became filled with a kind of inspiration and grace as everything now seemed to flow with ease, and somehow all of their needs were met. They felt looked after by Akeru during the day, and most especially in their dreams at night. Their parents noticed the changes, and one day they all sat down to speak of what was happening. "Ubuntu and Tembi," their mother softly spoke. "We have noticed something is different with you two. We see good changes with you. Ubuntu, you seem more relaxed, content and energized. And Tembi, you seem even more inspired and lively than before. We notice you two have become so very close. What's going on, dear ones?" And so finally it was time to share it all. "Umama, Ubaba, you won't believe what has happened." And so that night, on a beautiful summer evening, they both excitedly share all the details of their story. "We wanted to tell you before, but we had to be sure we felt ready and that we could explain all of this clearly, so you could understand. It does feel good to finally share this now, so we don't have to keep any secrets." Their parents looked at each other, looked at the children, and both of them smiled in an amazed and questioning kind of way. "I hate to say this, children," their mother said, "but humanity has such a long history of violence and greed. I'm happy to see your excitement, and I can only hope the world can still change." "Yes, Ubuntu and Tembi, your mother is right. I also feel doubt about humans changing to be respectful of all of life. But I see such inspiring changes in you that you have all my support. And guess what? I see the world needs so much help that I want to help too." Their mother looked down, took a deep breath and nodded. "Me too, children," she said warmly. "Let us all do what we can." Ubuntu and Tembi looked at each other and grinned. And so Ubuntu and Tembi's parents were the first adults to help the Star Children. Through their pure and sincere desire to help create change, they too were opened in their hearts and began to feel differently about the world and their place in it. They began to feel the magic of oneness, feeling a deep connection to all. They soon became invigorated with a new drive to help humanity and all of life on Earth. Growing ever closer now as a family, they would sit together for hours at a time, sharing stories of the previous night's adventures and their shared dreams for a brighter future for Africa and the world. Over a period of months of deepening their connection to Akeru, they began to share the news with their relatives and friends. Before too long, their village began to hum with excitement about the possibility of creating a better world. After many magical encounters with Akeru, Ubuntu, Tembi and their parents all shone bright with steadfast confidence that love itself would heal the world. Ooh.